Dargan Burns recounts his role in the integration of Church of the Covenant in 1954.
But the important thing is the integration of the Church of the Covenant. Mayor Ralph Locher was the mayor of Cleveland at that time. He was the worst mayor this city has ever seen, racially, spiritually, otherwise. And he was a member of the Church of the Covenant, as was the chairman of the board of Society for Saving, chairman of the board of Capital Bank, chairman of the board of Huntington Bank. It was a place of power struck. It was a powerful church. So the board of trustees at Carimer decided that to break this stranglehold over the city of Cleveland, they need to break into the Church of the Covenant, integrate it. And they asked me if I would be willing to join the Church of the Covenant. I said, by all means. So we built up a strategy, and we joined. I had been in the church. One Saturday I walked in just to look it over, see how it was situated. And they thought I was a custodian, but I knew the layout. What happened, my wife and I, Joyce, we went to church Sunday unexpectedly, and we walked into the auditorium, but it was crowded. No place to seat us. So we went upstairs to the balcony. The ushers would not seat us. So I took a hand, we walked over and found two seats on the third row, sat down. And we sat down, there were three couples, one with a little girl. They got up and moved someplace else, okay? And that's fine, but we stayed. And then after service, we came down and they had a coffee service afterwards, coffee class, a lot of people. So we went for coffee. Joyce was very, very reluctant. She was not for this at all. She's afraid. This is 1954. So we went to coffee, and a couple of people came up and talked to us. Others just walked all around us, you know. I said, that's fine. So, and I met the minister, the pastor, which was Harry Taylor. Outstanding minister, outstanding preacher. But I wanted to speak to him before we left. So we were able to speak to him outside on the steps as people were just overwhelmingly around him. And he said, I'm so glad to see you. I would like to get your names and get to know you better. Hope you'll come again. I said, well, we're thinking about it. My wife said, he's thinking about it. these people are not ready for us. I said, well, Joyce, that's why you're here, to get them prepared. Somebody going to be ready for us. Mm-hmm. And this is the right church, because they need us. Mm-hmm. And Harry Taylor said, I look forward to seeing you again. Within 3 months, we had the cream of the crop of Negro Clevelanders attending the Church of the Covenant. Doctors, lawyers, musicians, you name it, they came.